Andrei Yushkov remembers the horrible feeling that came over him the evening of February 23rd. Yushkov is a doctoral student in economics at the O'Neill School. He was watching Russian President Vladimir Putin in a live broadcast.
And I immediately realized that this is war, because what he was saying was just insane to me.
Yushkov, who grew up in Russia, is referring to Putin's public address before invading Ukraine. He describes the next several days as a disaster. He wasn't able to teach or do research. He only watched the news and spoke with his family back in Russia. But also,
basically, my wife and I immediately started donating money to all the Ukrainian funds, because we also have friends in Ukraine and we know how terrible the whole situation affected their families and themselves.
And given the current restrictions on Russian banks, they are also supporting their Russian friends who are fleeing to Europe.
Some of them simply don't see the future in Russia. Some of them are afraid that they would be prosecuted in Russia. And basically, all the young people from my generation, they either have left the country or are thinking about it. So this is a tremendous problem for the entire future of my country, unfortunately.
Yushkov thinks people in the West underestimate the effects of Russia's propaganda on its citizens.
Basically, the effects of propaganda are comparable with Nazi Germany, with one exception that Putin actually had much more time than Goebbels and Hitler. So he already had about 22 years doing his very dirty propaganda, both inside and abroad.
Miriam Schrager is a senior lecturer at IU's Department of Slavic and East European Languages and Cultures. She says contending with other Russians who are caught up in this bubble of misinformation is very difficult.
They want to be in this bubble of misinformation, but they claim that we're in misinformation. And it looks like almost like they are challenging our reality and our truth. And no evidence can be enough to convince them.
Though she is no longer a Russian citizen, she says Russia is supposed to be a homeland, yet she sees evil there and it disturbs her. Schrager emphasizes the need to keep the evil from spreading and says teaching critical thinking skills is essential to combating propaganda.
There should be some method of analysis in people's heads. So I think in that sense, education has a huge role in that, of, you know, teaching people how to think, right? Students, how to think. If they know how to think, they can think for themselves.
Maria Shardakova is director of IU's Russian flagship program. She feels deeply the weight of the war. The Russian flagship program has instructors from both Ukraine and Russia, and they all have family, friends, and colleagues suffering in both countries, though in different ways. She sees Russian friends and families suffering
because of the humiliation they're experiencing, because of their outrage and this inability to actually fight back. Everyone who criticize the regime can now get imprisoned for 15 years.
Shardakova says she's also extremely concerned and saddened by the war because it reduces Russia to a place that people are afraid of.
Russian culture is more than Putin. Russian culture is more than war.
She points to Russia's cultural legacy of music, dance, and literature with a concern for the common man.
And we do understand that we will have to go through the period of repentance and to make up for the horror that we're all complicit in or in a way responsible for. So, yeah, we have a huge work ahead of us.
Shardakova says part of that work is educating others.
Of course, you stand by Ukrainians. It's not enough. You have to actually do what you can. You can educate your Russian friends in Russia. You can help them to make their information, because now in Russia you can't really get any information but propaganda.
She says one of the lessons to be taken from the war is that democratic institutions must be protected. She says it's not a given. It's hard work every day. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.